This is Central Time. I'm Keeley Boltina. A digital GIF of Nyan Cat recently sold online for $590,000. A digital GIF. And a collage by the digital artist Beeple sold for $60 million. So each of these was a non-fungible token, or an NFT. What are they exactly? Here's Saturday Night Live attempting to explain it in song.
Hey, here's the thing about NFTs. It's a non-fungible token, you see. Non-fungible means that it's unique. There can only be one like you and me. NFTs are insane. Built on a blockchain.
That's right.
A digital ledger of transactions. It records information on what's happening. When it's minted, you can sell it as art. And this concludes my rapping part.
So in case you didn't catch all of that, we brought in an expert. Steve Knoll is a digital and social media marketing professor at Madison Area Technical College. He's also an expert in cryptocurrencies. Steve, welcome back to Central Time.
Great. Thanks for having me back.
What does an NFT typically look like?
Well, it's digital, so it technically doesn't look like anything. The easiest way to really understand that is, imagine kind of like your social security number. You know, everybody has their own unique number assigned to them that can be used to kind of, track your financial history. So an NFT is basically a piece of data that identifies a certain digital asset that who owns it, or if you transfer ownership, ultimately you're selling the NFT to somebody else. So it's like a copyright.
Okay, so we can't fully describe them because they're all unique. Mm-hmm. Can anyone make them?
Yes. They're part of what's called the blockchain. You've probably heard about Bitcoin in the last few years. And Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency that is basically recorded on what is called the blockchain. The blockchain, the easiest way to explain this is, imagine millions and millions of computers all over the world running a specific ledger program. So think about like an accounting ledger. But instead of that ledger only existing at one place, the exact ledger is on millions of computers. So if you change it on one computer, it changes on all the computers. That's the blockchain, and that's the basis of how Bitcoin exists as a currency in the blockchain. So these new things, these NFTs, are basically a way to record ownership of a digital asset like a picture on the blockchain. So that way nobody can copy it, nobody can counterfeit or bootleg it. You know, it's not like art where if I make a painting and then I sell you the painting for $1 million, and then you take that painting and make a copy of it and sell that copy to somebody else, then they have a forgery. Well, if there had been like an NFT attached to my original painting, the person who bought the forgery would have known it was a forgery.
We are talking with Steve Knoll, and we're talking about non-fungible tokens, breaking down what they are and how people use them or acquire them. We're open to your questions at 800-642-1234. What are you wondering about cryptocurrency? Maybe you make digital art or you're familiar with NFTs. Help us understand how you are at 800-642-1234. Steve, this is really catching on because we're seeing some of these sell for hundreds of thousands of dollars. What's driving the price up?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I think it's two things. Number one, with the price of Bitcoin just absolutely skyrocketing, a lot of investors are kind of saying, oh, I completely missed the boat in getting in on Bitcoin early. So I think a lot of people who have been following Bitcoin and how it's becoming more and more established and therefore more safe to purchase, they're kind of looking for the next concept, the next Bitcoin that they can maybe get in on the ground floor. So I think we're seeing a lot of that. I think we're seeing a lot of Bitcoin customers that really want to kind of get in on the action at the ground floor. You know, the other thing is just with the rise of social media, many artists have talked about how they don't want to publish any of their stuff on the internet because it's so easy just to download pictures and steal stuff. And, you know, this gives somebody, especially like a graphic artist or a photographer, you know, a way to tag their work and establish ownership. And then nobody else can claim that they own it. It's a way of digitally copywriting art.
So what's the goal then of acquiring the NFT? What can you do with it?
Well, it's really like a certificate of ownership.
Yeah.
So the artwork is still out there, and people certainly can pass that around and share it. But at the end of the day, you own it. And I think that's, you know, the other group of people who are interested in this are people who buy art as an investment, traditional art. Now, we're not talking about people that, you know, buy a painting because it looks good next to the couch. It's the people that buy a painting hoping that it's going to go up in value. So, you know, they're out there trying to find, you know, the next Picasso or the next Rembrandt or whatever famous artist, and then buying up their work before it skyrockets in value. So I think a lot of professional art collectors, you know, not people who are just buying stuff for decoration, but people buying art as an investment, are looking at NFTs and saying, wow, look what happened with Bitcoin. Is this the next Bitcoin? But it's all about the art world. And there's a lot of money out there. There's a lot of wealthy people that acquire art. And I think this is kind of, you know, a bit of a trendy concept. I honestly don't know if it's a good deal right now. This could be, you know, just something that's new and trendy, and whether or not it's going to sustain long time, that's hard to say. You know, with things like Bitcoin, we're seeing evidence that it's not going away. It's stabilizing, and it's probably going to be a regular currency in the future. But NFTs, you know, unless I'm the artist, I don't know if I'd be willing to pay a lot of money for it.
We are talking about NFTs, which are non-fungible tokens, and we're understanding what they are, how they work, and what the future might hold here. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We're welcoming your calls, and we've got Jim from Dubuque, Iowa on the line. Hi, Jim.
Hi. You're asking why the price of these are going up, and I think it comes down to a little more than speculation. Same thing with Bitcoin. There's so much money sloshing around. Most people don't realize that something close to 40% of all dollars ever created in history were created in the last year. And I think it's speculation rather than investment.
Okay, Jim. Thanks for that. And, you know, Jim saying, hey, inflation has a role here. Do you think is that what you're seeing, Steve?
Well, it's definitely part of it. I think in terms of, like, you know, any type of investment, you know, you look at speculation. The whole idea is you always buy low, sell high. That's the basic idea of any type of investment. And I think that's what people are really attracted to with these NFTs, especially, you know, there have been this handful of high-profile million-dollar sales. But there's also the reality that probably 99% of NFTs are worth about $5. So, you know, that's the thing, is as much as it's like really amazing when you hear on the news about millions of dollars, you know, for something like this, it's no different than how many, you know, painters, you know, are alive in the country painting. How many of them are actually able to sell their work, and how many of them make a living on it? How many of them become rich from being a painter? You know, it's probably 0.1% or even less. So it is all speculation. It's the idea that you just want to meet the next, you know, Andy Warhol before they become famous, and then buy a bunch of work. And then once they're rich and famous, you can sell it all and become rich yourself. It's no different than stocks, really. You always look for that new hot company.
And I'm just thinking about the flip side here with someone who owns the NFT, you know, has that ability to say, this is mine. It feels a little bit counterintuitive to this digital age, even though it's digital, because so much of the digital revolution has been that we can share things so readily and easily and duplicate things without needing more resources. And this is kind of like a little bit of pushback. It creates a little bit of scarcity.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of why we're seeing this technology on the rise, is, you know, there is this belief that if it's on the internet, it's free to use. And that is not true. You can't just find a photo, download it, and use it, you know, in an ad or a commercial or anything like that. You know, you have to pay a copyright for that. And a lot of everything from musicians to art, really any type of artist, you know, the internet has been a mixed blessing. In one way, it's a good tool to get exposure and have people get introduced to your art. But at the same point, too, it's a lot harder to make money because there certainly is a lot of, you know, piracy and other just, you know, innocent, like, oh, I didn't know that, we couldn't use that for free attitude. So I think that the, you know, the art world especially is embracing something like this. You know, to me, this seems to be where NFTs are going. It's not necessarily, you know, this is a thing for people to get rich on. It's really probably going to become more of a regular part of digital content and just a way to kind of, you know, protect the original content creator, you know, protect that photographer, protect that artist, you know, and say that, you know, this is my work. And if you want to use it, you've got to pay me for my work. And I think overall, that's a good thing. But, you know, the whole idea of, is it the next, you know, gold rush? I think the jury might be out on that one.
All right. Well, we'll have to check back in with you if that happens. Steve, thank you for joining us today.
Cool. Thank you as always. Take care.
Steve Knoll is a digital and social media marketing professor at Madison Area Technical College, and he joined us to break down non-fungible tokens or NFTs.